welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 271. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by The Wharves from London. That song is called Thick Syrup, and that's on the band's Split EP with Rosy Crucifixion. That was released on the Soft Power label back in November of last year. That track I first heard on the Edinburgh Man podcast, and I loved it, and I still love that song. Can't get enough of it. I got lots of music for you this week, so we better go quick. Here's a track from Joanna Gruesome. The song is called Graveyard.
We'll be right back. it right.
Calm down. Stop moshing. Stop moshing. We ended that set off there with Cars Can Be Blue with the song Poor for Life. Does that resonate any? That is on the album Trace the Tension, which came out last October on Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records. The band is based out of Athens, Georgia, and the two-piece has expanded to a three-piece. I guess that is so they could add more tension. Before that, we heard from Bleeding Rainbow with the song Images. That's on the band's new album, Interrupt, which comes out February 25th on K9 Records. Band out of Philadelphia there, and that is a wonderful song. I'm not sure I like this album as much as I like the last, but that song there, whoa doggy. And we started this set off with Joanna Gruson with the song Graveyard. That's on the album Weird Sister, which came out on Slumberland Records back September of last year. That band is based out of Cardiff in Wales. So a great threesome there. And as I said, hopefully it got things moving for you. I guess I should let you know how things work on the podcast at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. But hopefully I get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. But if I fail and I get something that's not so good, hey, sometimes I make mistakes. We'll get through it together. That's the kind of teamwork we have here. Looking forward, we got a track here by Tripping the Light Fantastic, a band out of Hamburg in Germany. The song's called Lover, Not a Fighter. We'll be right back.
myself as a girl singing rock and roll. I just think of myself as a person doing something, and that's it. And I suppose other people think of it like that, but I don't. Well, I don't know why they think of it like that, but it's just that they've got closed minds, that's all.
Wow, right? That was the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra with the song Take Away These Early Grave Blues. That's on the album Fuck Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything, which just came out January 24th on Constellation Records. Ooh, a band out of Montreal there, previously better known as an offshoot of Godspeed You Black Emperor, though I think the band has really come into their own with that album, and it is a fantastic album. It's brilliant, it's dizzying, it's wonderful, but I'm not sure I like it. Maybe I need to spend more time with it. Maybe it's one of those things that I'll hear years from now and go, how did I not get this at the time? Maybe it's a band that'll grow on me forever and ever. Before that, we heard Tripping the Light Fantastic with the song Lover Not a Fighter. That is on the album, is Tripping the Light Fantastic, which will come out January 28th on Jigsaw Records, another set of band out of Hamburg in Germany. That album has a little bit of everything, kind of a large ensemble, and I bet there's a bunch of different writers because every song sounds a little different, and most of them are very good. Well, I see I'm about out of time here. Let me get the business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 271. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. The 28th, Frankie Rose is playing at the Record Bar. On the 29th, I am seeing No Bunny at one of the two shows at the Township in Chicago. The 30th, Dead Vin is playing at the Record Bar, and that's a big lineup with a lot of good bands. Though on the 30th, I'm seeing Screaming Females at the Hideout, which is one of their two shows, the 30th and the 31st, I believe. If you're in Kansas City on the 31st, Late Night Callers are playing at the Record Bar. And again, there's a really good lineup all around that one. Back in Kansas City, the 8th, Reggie and the Full Effect at the Record Bar, the 13th, Neutral Milk Hotel at the Uptown, or Tyvek is playing at the Focal, and I believe that's with Swerve On. The 14th, Moonspell is playing at the Riot Room. 15th, you got Dolls on Fire playing at the Record Bar, and that's going to be a good show with a great lineup through and through. Come True is playing at the Record Bar on the 19th. The 20th, Two Nights at Art Closet, a good lineup there of local and regional punk rock bands. And John V playing at Knuckleheads on the 26th, I believe. So a few things coming up in February, and I'm hoping to be back in Kansas City and catching many of them as possible. Well, we're going to end things off here with a track by Plus Minus. The song is called The Bitterest Pill, and it's on the band's new album, Jumping the Tracks. That comes out on February 4th on Teen Beat Records, band out of New York. And definitely a little shift from the raw music we've been listening to for most of this set. This one's definitely polished, and I can't decide how I feel about it. This is a great track, but sometimes I think it lingers a bit too much into maybe a commercial alternative vein. But then sometimes I think, well, listen to that guitar. Listen to that bass. There's something really going on here. So leave me a comment. Let me know what you think about it. We're going to end things here with Plus Minus. The song is The Bitterest Pill.
Swallow down, bitterest pill around. Dissolving into the veins and the heart. Can't be rid of it now. And it does no good. It's understood. spit off handedly, poison seeping slowly into the heart. And it's overwhelming, everything around us sets the teeth on edge as it slowly tears us apart. I thought you should know.